Hello and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Oh, you kind of hesitated there. Were you hoping it was somebody else sitting next to you? Hello, everyone.
It's your show, Denise.
I know. I'm so excited.
So this was Denise's idea. She saw a couple wines when we were out shopping one day and said, we need to do a show based upon labels.
Right. Just something that strikes your fancy, off the beaten path, and you just want to grab it and try it.
So you picked out two wines.
From the label.
Based on the label.
The bottle, the label.
The first one we are doing tonight, and this label you considered beautiful.
I did.
Because, why?
It has this big, beautiful tree, like etched into the glass.
So it's a clear glass.
Bottle.
Clear bottle.
Clear bottle.
Clear glass bottle. And then it has like a stenciled tree that grows up around a little, like a placard where it says the name of the wine.
Mm-hmm, which is Oak Farm.
Oak Farm Vineyards. Mm-hmm. And it's an Albarino, a 2022 Albarino from Oak Farm Vineyards in Lodi, California.
Lodi, California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get there.
Definitely.
Your sister's in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. We visited there.
And she often talks about Lodi.
Yeah. And it's really close. And we didn't go there. We haven't been there before.
But so this bottle.
We kind of drove by there, I think, on our 7-hour drive.
What did you call this? Does a beautiful bottle equal a beautiful wine? That's kind of the theme today.
Well, we have two questions to answer today.
Okay.
First one is, you just said it, does a beautiful label equal a beautiful wine? Mm-hmm. And the second one is, this is an Albarino from California, and it's got 13.5% alcohol. Part of the stuff that we went through is typically an Albarino from Spain, which is where Albarino's from. I say Albarino, Albarino.
Mm-hmm. The grape.
They're typically lower alcohol contents, and they're real bright and acidic, just bright, fresh wines.
Mm-hmm. White wines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Spain's a hot country, so they drink a lot of lower alcohol, high acid, bright, cool. I mean, meant for drinking cold, basically.
And this is cold tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, we want to drink this cold. Mm-hmm. Our question is, does this variety from California with a higher alcohol content, is it going to be a heavier bodied, kind of less acidic, less bright wine than what you would expect from a Spanish Albarino?
Mm-hmm. We should have compared them.
Yeah.
Maybe sometime in the future.
Yeah.
But this is all about the bottle.
Well, we've had a Spanish one before. Mm,
I don't remember it.
And so we're comparing it in our heads.
Okay.
Okay, but before we get into any more of that, thanks for listening. And our show is really for people that want to learn about wine and they want to just have more fun with wine, which is what we're trying to do.
Tonight definitely is my fun.
Yeah. So I hope you'll join us each week on this wine journey. Thanks for listening. We'd really appreciate it if you'd subscribe to the show, give us a rating. We'd love the feedback. And
yeah, tell us what you like.
Yeah, just let us know what you like in a wine. Tell us, send us a comment about the show and what kind of wine you like.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your favorite.
Yeah. So, like I said, Albarino is one of the main white wine grapes of Spain. It's known for having a thick skin and is kind of, and because of those thick skins, they're a little tougher grape. So this is a white wine grape and it's kind of drought tolerant and heat tolerant.
So is it a pretty small grape? Do you know?
I do not know the size of the grape. But because of that, it obviously does well. I mean, it's from Spain. It does well in their climate, which is dry and hot. And so it's known for being a high acid grape, producing a high acid wine. And most Spanish Albarinos are less than 12.5% alcohol. So again, I know we've talked about that before, that in Spain, they have a lot, they drink a lot of wine, and they drink a lot of wine that is lower in alcohol, higher in acidity, and just kind of meant for setting out on the patio, mm-hmm.
keeping
in
cool,
hot climate, and just enjoying life. So this one has 13.5%.
So California wants a little.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if it's going to be a little less acidic, maybe a little fuller bodied wine. And so that's what I want to answer tonight, as well as, does that beautiful label equal a beautiful wine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's about all we got tonight. Let's go to our tasting.
Let's drink.
Okay.
We do have a lot of legs on this. It's a beautiful golden color.
Yeah. I think this is a little heavier than some of our Albarinos that we've had from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little heavier bodied wine.
Okay.
A little darker in color, maybe. What they said is this grape is, I really couldn't find, this is a 2022. I really had a hard time finding any information about this year. I found 2021, 2023, and they said it's fermented in a stainless steel tank and has a bit of Lee's aging. That's okay, about
stainless
all I
steel.
Find.
I usually like stainless steel.
And that will help with the brightness, but then it does have some Lee's aging. So they allow that yeast, the dead yeast and stuff, to set in there a while, which adds some yeastiness, some body, and usually, you know, a little more complexity to the wine.
It does smell.
And mouth
the feel. Nose does smell complex.
Mm-hmm. So what do you get on the nose?
I definitely get a lemon.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree.
A floral citrus. And I even get like some dustiness. Way deep down, a dusty smell.
Okay. And I agree. What kind of floral? Just kind of a...
Just
a flowery smell.
Hibiscus kind of like.
Okay. And I would say my first smell on this, I got three things that stood out to me. Grapefruit was the first.
Yeah, the citrus. Grapefruit.
And I thought a toastiness and then lemon.
Yes, I get the lemon.
And I agree with you. It's got, I wasn't thinking dustiness, just kind of a, it does have a mineral
it
type
does.
Of aroma, flavor.
Do we get to sip it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Go ahead.
And while she's sipping, we're going to rate this 1 to 5.
Okay.
1 being very bad. We won't even drink it. 2, not our favorite. And we're not going to go out and buy another bottle of it.
Mm-hmm.
3 is pretty good. It's pretty average.
We'll look for it.
It's a good drinker. And depending on price, we'd pick another bottle up.
Mm-hmm.
4, we really like. And 5 is Denise's personal stash that she won't share.
No.
Yeah.
No, not unless there's plenty.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So this is very thick on the tongue.
Okay. It's got a good mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely getting that citrus crispness, but it's not in the back of your throat. It's more towards the front. So the finish stays with you a while. It's lemony, melony, honey-ish.
And I don't know what that is. In this, I drink it and I don't immediately get the acid. It kind of comes later in that.
And it stays with you.
It really does.
Stays with you.
And the acid comes a little bit later. It's definitely not as bright and acidic as Albarinos that we've had from Spain.
Mm-mm.
And it's definitely a heavier mouthfeel,
which
I like.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little more, to me, it's got more complexity. And I like it.
It's been good.
Yeah.
It's very good. Now, what would this pair well with?
Usually a seafood. I mean, that's what it's known for.
I can see that because it's got a little bit of that lemony, citrusy, minerality.
Yeah.
Which would go good with
mm-hmm.
the seafood, that dusty.
Yeah.
Mineral.
Salty ocean
right.
fish. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Normally goes well with seafood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like this.
I like it too. For a white wine, we should say that. We're probably not the biggest white wine people.
No, we're not.
But I would say we tend towards, we don't like typically the buttery, oaky Chardonnays. Mm-mm. But we do like kind of a heavier mouthfeel.
I really like this. The more it settles on your palate, the more pleasing it is.
I agree. I like it. What would you rate it?
I think I'll rate it a 4.
Whoa, nice. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to stay at 3. But yeah, I like this.
For citrus, this is one of my, and with the floral, mm-hmm. it's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
I really like it.
Okay, so let's talk about the wine. It's 2022 Oak Farm Vineyards Estate Grown.
And this is green certified.
Okay. Okay.
Or certified green.
Okay. And it's described as a crisp, medium, light bodied white wine with floral aromas. So there you go. You got the floral citrusy flavors. The wine was purchased from Gateway Market in Des Moines for right at $20.
Oh, that's a good price.
Yeah. It has flavors of grapefruit, honeydew melon, and a bright mineral finish. I believe it was fermented in stainless steel tanks. It has a bit of Lee's aging. And like we said, it's got 13.5% alcohol, which is pretty high for this type of wine.
Right. But okay. I'm not really feeling that. I mean, the...
No, it's smooth. We had one last week.
The alcohol is not that predominant.
Yeah, we had one last week that just left a burn in your mouth.
And the Chloe, so, I believe. That was the Chloe.
Yeah, and this one, I don't get any of that. You really don't notice that it has some alcohol.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
So what do you think? What did you rate it? A 3?
I'm going to go a 3, yeah.
You did read it.
But I like it. I would definitely get that again.
It is worth going off the beaten path mm-hmm. and just grabbing something on a mm-hmm. whim because it catches your eye. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I like to do.
Yeah, I like it.
Sometimes it's not always a win, but I'd say tonight it was a win.
Hey, that's what this hobby of wine drinking is mm-hmm. all about, right? Mm-hmm. Exploring, having fun, learning.
Right.
So, yeah, we learned something tonight. And
Look for Oak Farms. I recommend it.
Yeah. I think I saw they have some other wines, too, I'd like to look at, too. So, anyway. So, next week, we're following up with Denise's other show, which it's a little bit different. You picked it out based on the label.
I did.
But it wasn't because the label was beautiful.
No, it was odd.
It's unique.
Yes.
It looks like a little kid scribbled on. No, not really.
It looks like chalkboard writing on a bottle. And that's all it is chalkboard writing.
Yeah, they just hand wrote the label.
Yeah.
On there. So it's a unique label. Are you ready for this? A Parajis de Valle Manchuela Ecologico.
Oh my goodness. And that's written on the bottle?
Well, yeah. So the Parajis de Valle or Valle is the name of the vineyard. And it's a newer vineyard. We'll talk about that next week. Manchuela is like the region. Okay. That it comes from.
And is this white or red that I picked out? I don't even remember.
It's a white.
Okay, another white.
Yeah, but we've never had this varietal before. So no. I'm interested to see that.
Yeah, that's always fun.
And taste it and find out. Mm-hmm. Because we had another variety from Spain, which we've talked about that on the show before, how Spain has all these unique varieties. And it's getting to be a plus form because they have unique wines. This one, we've tried it before though, where we've tried a different variety that we've never had, and it was from Spain. And that's still been my favorite wine of the whole year so far.
And what was it?
Infinito. It's Morvedra.
Morvedra. Okay.
Yeah. And that's been my favorite wine this year.
So maybe you need to go to Spain before France.
I don't know.
Okay.
So we were talking to a German, though, and we asked him what wine region to visit mm-hmm. when we were in Germany. Mm-hmm. And he said, go to France.
Yeah, if you don't like the sweeter wines of Germany. He loves the sweet German wines.
He's like, go to France.
But if you like dry wines, just go to France.
Yeah. Okay. That's enough of that. And so that's our show for tonight.
Yeah. So give Oak Farm a try.
So next week we'll be trying the Macabeo wine. And I'm really interested to see what that's going to be like.
Me too.
Never had one. So
me too.
So with that, happy wine trails to you. Until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraisal Podcast. Bye.